我哋今日精读嘅题目系极大嘅奥秘。
Today's sermon topic is profound mystery。
欢迎弟兄姊妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters。
让我哋一齐低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer。
我天上阿爸父。
Dear Heavenly Father。
我哋感谢赞美你。
We give thanks and praises to you。
感谢你让我哋喺我哋嘅生命上边。
We give thanks that in our lives。
就好似今日嘅早上。
Just as in this morning。
虽然有好多嘅寒冷同埋系落住雨
，although it is cold and it is raining，
但你仍然俾我哋能够有平安。
But you continue to give us peace。
喺呢个地方里边可以去敬拜你。
That we can come to this place and worship you。
求天父你今天早上赐恩俾今日每一个嘅弟兄姊妹。
Heavenly Father, on this morning, may you pour out your blessings on each and every brother and sister。
求你用你嘅话语，求你藉着圣灵去帮助我哋。
And through your word and the Holy Spirit, may you help us.
以主神灵的话语能够帮助我们的生命。
So that your word can help our lives.
更加能够是体验到主的爱。
So that we can see more of your love.
也都能够将你的生命带给我们身边的人。
And so that your life can be brought to those around us.
最终的是让荣耀归给你。
Ultimately, so that we can ascribe the glory to you.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Our prayer and petition are in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 曾经有两个弟兄咧，同我分别嘅去分享过佢哋家庭嘅事。
There were once two brothers in Christ who each shared with me the situation of their families.
呢两个弟兄咧都系喺基督教嘅家庭中长大。
Both of them had grown up in a Christian family.
其中一个弟兄同我讲，佢话佢全家人最近好烦恼。
One of the brothers said to me that all of his family members were very frustrated.
因为这个弟兄他的爷爷妈正在闹紧要离婚。
Because this brother's grandparents were fighting over divorce.
咁另一个弟兄咧，佢系喺屋企里边系最细嘅。
And the other brother said that he was the youngest in his family.
佢话俾我哋听咧，佢嘅父母当佢揾到工作独立咗之后咧，佢哋就办理离婚。
He said that his parents, after he had started working and became independent, they also became divorced.
呢两个弟兄都有一种好茫然，唔知道应该点样做嘅感觉。
And these two brothers both had the same feeling of not knowing what to do.
喺一般世人嚟讲，乜唔系婚姻只要维持得越长越久，就算系成功咩
？Don't most people think that a longer marriage is maintained? This is a great accomplishment.
咁点解两位弟兄嘅家人年纪咁大？在一起这么久，为什么会在子女大的时候来到离婚？
So then why do the families of these two brothers, after they have aged and have been together for many years, and after their children and grandchildren have grown, then they get divorced?
但其实原来很多的夫妇他们仍然留在一起，其实是为了其他的原因。
But many married couples staying together is for such and such reason.
例如只是为了未成长的儿女，他们仍然留在一起。
Such as for their children who are yet to grow up, so they stay together.
但原来他们当中已经完全没有爱。
But between them, there is no longer any more love.
所以即使两人仍然留在一起，不等于他们的婚姻是成功。
Therefore, if two people stay together in marriage, it does not mean that this is a successful marriage.
作为一个基督徒，你又认为什么才是成功的婚姻？
So as Christians, what do we think is a successful marriage?
婚姻的真正意义是什么呢？
And what is the true meaning of marriage?
世界的人可以有不同的看法。
People in the world may have many different viewpoints.
但基督徒必须要从圣经中去清楚明白婚姻的意义。
But as Christians, we must look at it from the Bible to clearly understand the meaning of marriage.
如果你是不知道又或者有些误解的话。
Because if we do not know or if we have a misunderstanding,
你就不能够履行在这个当中的原本的意义。
Then we will not be able to feel its original meaning.
也不能够在当中享受到应有的福乐。
And so we will also not be able to enjoy blessings that it brings about.
会觉得婚姻是没有意义的，甚至觉得是一种折磨。
Then we may think that marriage does not have meaning or even think that it is a form of torture.
在这一刻，可能你现在是单身，又或者是年轻人。
At this moment, you may be single or you may be young.
我哋希望你能够有正确嘅认识。
I hope that you can have a correct understanding.
去帮助你懂得点样去为你身边婚姻出咗问题嘅弟兄姊妹去祷告或者分享。
to help you understand so that you can pray and share with brothers and sisters who have encountered problems in their marriages.
首先，这个世界通常会认为婚姻的意义是什么呢？
In this world, what is commonly thought to be that meaning of marriage?
通常就会说婚姻是为了令人得到满足和幸福。
Many will say that marriage is so that people can feel satisfied and blessed.
例如可以有个家庭。
Such as so that they can have a family.
身边有一个好好睇嘅太太啦。
Or that they can have a beautiful wife beside them.
又或者可以给我自己生活上面有一切的供应。
Or perhaps so that they can have provisions in their lives.
有一个去爱自己，又或者有人需要自己的情况。
Or some people who love themselves, or perhaps the needs for themselves.
这些想法都是从自己去出发，想满足自己。
And these ways of thinking are from themselves to satisfy themselves.
当人只是有这种想法和期望的时候，人就很容易会对婚姻产生失望。
When man can only think and hope in this way, then man can be easily disappointed in marriage.
首先我们要从圣经去看究竟婚姻为什么会存在。
First, let us look through the Bible at why there is such thing as marriage.
在马可福音第十章六至九节，主耶稣曾经这么说。
In Mark chapter 10, verses 6 to 9, the Lord Jesus said,
但从起初创造的时候，神造人是造男造女。因此人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体。既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体了。所以神配合的，人不可分开。
But at the beginning of creation, God created the male and female. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother to be united to his wife, and the two will become flesh, so that they are no longer two, but one.Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate.
主耶稣基督说婚姻是神所创造的。
The Lord Jesus said that marriage was created by God.
而圣经在诗篇和以赛亚书分都跟我们说。
And in the Bible, through Psalms and the book of Isaiah, it also says to us,
宇宙的万物被创造和存在，其中一个最主要的目的是去反映出神的荣耀。
All things in creation were created and exist, and their main purpose is to reflect the glory of God.
所以婚姻的存在亦都是要反映出神的美善、爱同埋荣耀。
Therefore, the existence of marriage is also to reflect the beauty, love, and glory of God.
即是说一个婚姻中的中心应该是神。
That is to say, the center of a marriage should be God.
所以当人从自己的角度去看婚姻的时候，
Therefore, when people look at marriage from their own viewpoint,
甚至基督徒知道婚姻当中要有神,
or even when Christians know that there should be God in their marriage,
但不以为神在当中是叫他们的婚姻美满或者没问题,
but think that God is in it to allow their marriage to be happy and problem-free.
当有问题发生的时候，就会影响他们对神的信心。
So when they encounter problems in their marriage, then this may affect their faith in God.
咁神创造婚姻嘅心意系乜嘢咧
？Therefore, what is God's purpose when He established marriage?
少路保罗喺以弗所书引用到主耶稣基督刚才所引用嘅同一段经文。
The Apostle Paul in the book of Ephesians used the same verse that the Lord Jesus said.
喺以弗所书嘅第五章31-32节。
In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 31-32.
为这缘故，人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体，这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。
For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church.
保罗告诉我们一个极大的奥秘。
Paul tells us this profound mystery.
神创造婚姻，原来是基督和教会之间的关系的影儿。
God established marriage to be a shadow of the relationship between Christ and the church.
婚姻是向世人反映、彰显神自己对教会的爱。
Marriage is to reflect and reveal to the people in the world the love that God has towards the church.
一份神和属他的人带着有盟约的爱。
Between God and the people who belong to Him, there is a covenant of love.
当一男一女成为夫妇的时候,
When a man and a woman become husband and wife,
佢哋就承諾要以佢嘅生命去活出呢份盟約嘅愛。
They make a commitment that in their lives they are to live out this covenant of love.
成為基督同教會之間嘅關係嘅影兒。
To be a shadow of the relationship between Christ and the church.
以佢哋嘅婚姻向世人反映、彰顯神對教會或者每一個基督徒嘅愛。
Through their marriage to reflect and to reveal to the people in the world God's love towards the church and each and every Christian.
當我哋清楚知道呢個目的嘅時候。
When we clearly know this purpose,
就讓我們一起去學習下在這方面的真理。
Then let us learn from this truth.
首先聖經提到基督和教會的關係。
Firstly, when the Bible talks about Christ and the church,
那基督徒應該知道基督和教會之間是有幾方面的關係。
Christians should know that there is several aspects of the relationship between Christ and the church.
在哥羅西書第三章十二節這樣告訴我們。
In Colossians chapter 3, verse 12, it says,
所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。
Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
圣经告诉每一个基督徒听，我们有三样的特别的地方。
The Bible tells us that each Christian, there are three aspects that are special about them.
第一方面是神揀選的。
Firstly, that they are chosen by God.
第二方面是在神眼中他們是聖潔的。
Secondly, in God's eyes, they are holy.
第三樣是他們被神所深愛。
And thirdly, they are deeply loved by God.
第一方面被神所揀選。
The first aspect is that they are chosen by God.
被神揀選的意思就是說沒有任何人或者事物可以改變基督和教會的關係。
Chosen by God, in other words, means that there is no person or thing that can change the relationship between Christ and the church.
聖經曾經說過神在創世以前已經揀選了你。
The Bible says God chose us in him before the creation of the world.
所以神從來沒有改變過祂對你的心意。
Therefore, God never changes His will for us.
我哋应用喺基督徒嘅婚姻嘅关系中嘅时候
，and when we apply this to a Christian marriage,
夫妻之间系应该冇任何人或者事物可以改变佢哋两个人嘅关系。
Between a husband and wife, there should be no person or thing that can change their relationship.
如果你同你嘅配偶都系基督徒
，if you and your spouse are both Christians,
你又可以点样去表达出？冇任何嘅人或者事物可以改变到你哋两个人嘅关系咧。
How can you show that there is no person or thing that can change your relationship？
喺第二方面系喺神眼中系圣洁。
The second aspect is that in God's eyes they are holy。
圣经话俾你听，圣洁最重要嘅样嘢就系归耶和华为圣。
The Bible says that the most important aspect of holiness is to be consecrated to God as holy。
意思即系话教会系完全属于神嘅。
This means that the church completely belongs to God.
基督同教会之间系冇任何嘅嘢存在。
And between Christ and the church, there is no thing that exists.
应用喺基督徒嘅婚姻关系中咧。
And applying this to a Christian marriage.
夫妻两人系应该绝对嘅忠诚。
A husband and wife should be completely faithful.
冇任何嘅事物系会喺你哋嘅当中。
And there is no thing or matter that stands between them.
咁你又可以点去表达出你对对方系绝对嘅忠诚，完全属于对方
？So how can you show that you are fully faithful and fully belong to one another?
第三方面系被神所深爱。
The third aspect is that they are deeply loved by God.
神嘅爱呢个题目系非常之大同埋非常之嘅深。
The topic of God's love is too great and too deep.
所以今天我们只会集中在以弗所书的第五章二十二到三十一节。
So on this morning, we will just focus on Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 to 31.
在刚刚我们提过，教会是被神所深爱的。
Just as we mentioned, the church is deeply loved by God.
在应用在基督徒的婚姻当中，使徒保罗就这样对太太说。
To apply it to a Christian marriage, the Apostle Paul says to the wives,
你们作妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主， 因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。
Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything.
圣经在这里只是讲了一个重点，就是顺服。
Here, the point that this scripture emphasizes is submission.
要做妻子的去顺服丈夫，其实很容易的。
As wives, it is very easy to submit to your husbands.
只要每一个做基督徒的丈夫都好似基督的模样就得了。
As long as each Christian husband follows in the example of Christ.
但难就难在好多时候做丈夫的呢。
But the difficulty is when husbands.
他们就不是经常好似基督的模样。
That they do not constantly follow in the example of Christ.
但其实教会顺服基督有没有困难呢？
But in truth, is it difficult for the church to submit to Christ?
是有的。
It is.
但困难不是在于是基督。
But the difficulty is not for Christ.
困难是在于基督徒是不是成日都可以舍己背起他的十字架来跟从主。
The difficulty is for Christians, whether or not they are willing to deny themselves and carry their cross daily to follow the Lord.
教会可以在艰难的时候仍然顺服基督。
A church can, in difficult times, continue to submit to Christ.
继续以好的行为来到去荣耀神。
To continue to carry out the good work and ascribe the glory to God.
除了是因为神愿意帮助之外。
Aside from this is because God is willing to help.
教会是常常去藉着祷告去亲近神。
The church also often draws near to the Lord through prayer.
亦都是将盼望等在神的应许上面。
And they place their hope in the promises of God.
相信神是会使万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
To believe that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him.
咁当我哋应用喺基督徒嘅婚姻当中。
And applying this to a Christian marriage.
妻子要喺困难嘅情况中去顺服丈夫。
In difficult times, for a wife to submit to her husband.
当然呢个困难唔系指喺犯罪嘅当中。
And certainly this difficulty is not referring to sinning.
妻子需要做的是依靠神的帮助才能够做到。
The wife needs to rely on God's help to be able to do this.
亦都常常需要的是去藉着祷告去亲近神。
And they also need to always draw close to the Lord through prayer.
更重要的是为到丈夫属灵生命的长进去祷告。
And even more importantly, to pray for the spiritual life of the husband to grow and mature.
以致做丈夫的能够更加的似基督的模样。
So that their husbands can be more in the likeness of Christ.
将盼望放在神的应许上面。
To put their hopes in the promises of God.
那今天你作妻子的，你有什么你现在就可以为到你自己和你丈夫去祷告呢？
So for those of us who are wives, how can we pray for ourselves and for our husbands?
圣经跟着这么说。
The Bible also says,
你们作丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水藉着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，作个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁、无有瑕疵的。
Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.To make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless.
圣经在这里提到两个的重点。
Here the Bible mentions two main points.
第一是基督为教会舍己。
Firstly, that Christ gave himself up for the church.
第二是基督藉着圣灵和真理去建立教会。
Secondly, Christ, through the Holy Spirit and truth, to edify the church.
咁首先，基督为教会舍己，大家都知道呢个系基督同教会之间关系嘅基石。
Firstly, that Christ gave himself up for the church, and we know that this is the cornerstone of the relationship between Christ and the church.
系基督同教会之间所立新而永久嘅盟约。
It is the new and everlasting covenant of love between Christ and the church.
是由基督的血所买赎的恩典所建立和维系。
It is through the redemption of the blood of Christ that it is built and maintained.
因为在教会当中的弟兄姊妹很多时候都会跌倒软弱。
Because there are many brothers and sisters in the church who will stumble and have times of weakness.
所以教会是时时刻刻的是要靠神的赦免被称为义，以及依靠神会赐恩典的帮助。
Therefore, at all times, the church must rely on God's mercy to be called righteous and rely on God's grace and promises.
当我们应用在婚姻上面的时候，
and applying this to a Christian marriage,
夫妻也都是应该时时刻刻的要去记得。
Husbands and wives must constantly remember
两个人之间的关系可以得到维系，
that in order for the relationship between the two of them to be maintained,
是一定要在主里面有彼此的宽恕和接纳。
They must constantly remain in the Lord to forgive and to accept one another,
同埋依靠并且相信神会照着他所应许的恩典来帮助。
And to rely on and believe in the Lord that according to his promised grace, he will help them.
让我们去看看人类第一段的婚姻。
Let us look at the first marriage between mankind.
在创世纪的第三章七到十二节。
In Genesis chapter 3, verses 7 to 12.
那里这么说，他们二人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身露体。便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编作裙子。天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走，那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避耶和华神的面。耶和华神呼唤那人，对他说：你在哪里？他说：我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身露体，我便藏了。又话说：谁告诉你赤身露体呢？莫非你吃了我所吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子吗？那人说：你所赐给我与我同居的女人，她把那树上的果子给我，我就吃了。
Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized that they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves.Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some of the fruit from the tree, and I ate it."
在这里我们看到人犯了罪之后的后果，第一样东西就是觉得自己是羞耻。
Here we can see that the result after a man sins is that they will feel ashamed.
跟着就是要收埋自己。
And then they will try to hide themselves.
还有的就是会埋怨对方，又或者将责任推卸在对方身上。
And then they will blame each other or perhaps shed the blame and pass it to someone else.
夫妻之间很多时候我们会做了一些事或者讲了一些说话，很伤害到对方的心。
Between a husband and wife, they may say something or do something that hurts the other person.
但是当做丈夫或者做妻子的知道自己不应该这样做的时候，觉得很羞愧。
But when the husband or the wife knows that they should not have done that, they will feel shame.
但人的第一个反应是收埋自己，不要被人知道。
But the first response is to hide themselves and to not allow others to know.
当婚姻出现了问题的时候，通常又会埋怨对方，又或者将责任推卸在对方身上。
And when a problem arises in marriage, often they will blame the other person or perhaps shed the blame on someone else.
这些通常都是我们可以在世上的婚姻所见到。
And this is what we can see often in the marriages in the world.
使徒保罗在这里特别的以基督为教会舍己来提醒基督徒。
The Apostle Paul here, through the example of Christ who gave himself for us, he reminds Christians.
如果基督是为了挽回人因犯罪而破坏了的神和人之间的关系。
That if Christ, in order to save man, had sinned and destroyed the relationship between God and man.
而愿意舍己甚至要死。
And he was willing to give himself even to the point of death.
这样在基督徒的婚姻当中。
Then in a Christian marriage.
保罗吩咐做丈夫的都要放低自己。
Paul instructs husband to also deny themselves.
为的是爱妻子好像基督爱教会一样。
In order to love their wives just as Christ loves the church.
如果基督对你有宽恕、忍耐和接纳。
If Christ has shown you forgiveness, forbearance and acceptance.
你都应该对你身边的人有宽恕、忍耐和接纳。
Then you should also, for those around you, show forgiveness, forbearance, and acceptance.
让对方在你面前不需要收埋自己。
So that they can see that before you, they do not need to hide themselves.
大家可以很坦诚地面对对方。
So that they can be honest with each other.
因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
Because love covers over a multitude of sins.
意思就是说，当对方感受到你的爱的时候，
That is when the other person feels your love.
他不需要去怕去收埋自己。
They do not need to be afraid to hide themselves.
他可以很坦白地跟你一起去再看这件事情。
They can look at this matter honestly with you.
第二方面，圣经提到基督是藉着圣灵和真理去建立教会。
Secondly, is that Christ through the Holy Spirit and truth edifies the church.
即是说基督所做的即使是有管教。
That in other words, what Christ does, that there is discipline.
但个目的只是为了建立教会，让它成为一个荣耀的教会。
But the purpose is to edify the church, to allow it to be a church that gives glory to God.
记得在启示录当主耶稣讲完对七间教会的教训之后。
In Revelations, after the Lord Jesus had finished speaking to the seven churches,
在启示录的第三章十九到二十节咁话。
In Revelations chapter 3 verses 19 to 20.
凡我所痛爱的，我就责备管教他。所以你们要发热心，要悔改。看那我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他与我一同坐席。
Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent.Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me.
在基督徒的婚姻当中,
In a Christian marriage,
很多时候我们都会引用到圣经,
Often we may use the Bible.
但是究竟我们用圣经的话是去拆毁或者踩低对方?
But do we use the words of the Bible to demolish or to trample down on the others?
还是我们真的想去建立对方，所以才说出这些话。
Or do we start at the starting point of wanting to build up the other person when we speak?
当我们去说这些话的时候，
When we speak these words,
我们的心里面是不是有愤怒、怨恨和苦毒？
Is it through anger, resentment or bitterness?
还是我们有怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔和忍耐？
Or do we have compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience?
保罗跟着说，从来没有人恨恶自己的身子。
Then Paul said, after all, no one ever hated his own body.
着丈夫的就好像基督爱教会一样去爱妻子。
As husbands, we are to be like Christ who loves the church to love our wives.
所以当我们在讲每一句说话之前，我们要审清楚。
So that after we say anything, we must reflect deeply on it.
是我们纯粹只是去自己情感的发泄。
Are we merely saying these out of our own emotion?
还是我们会好像基督爱教一样的去跟对方说话。
Or are we, like Christ who loves the church, speaking to the other person?
因为这样才能够反映出彰显神对教会的爱。
Because this can reflect and reveal God's love for the church.
将荣耀归给神。
To ascribe the glory to God.
基督徒在婚姻中要好像基督和教会之间的爱。
In a Christian marriage, in order for the love to be like that between Christ and the church.
这份的爱不是单单只是基于两个人之间的感情。
This love is not only based on the feeling between two people.
是要基于神永恒不变的真理。
But it is based on the everlasting and never-changing truths of God.
我们是不会有这份爱。
We do not have this love.
我们一定要在神赐恩典之下，我们才能够得到。
And it is only through God's grace that we can have this love.
因为爱的解释就是神自己。
Because the meaning of love itself is God.
因为神自己的位格亦都是爱。
Because the character of God is love.
我们必须要藉着时刻去亲近神，所以才能够从神里面去得到。
And we must constantly draw near to God so that we can receive this from God.
神要我们去爱的是一种长久不变的爱。
And God tells us to love with an everlasting and unchanging love.
这种爱不单止只是一种感觉。
And this feeling is not merely through a feeling.
是一个的决定。
But it is a decision.
还要是一个愿意每日每时每刻都愿去付出去忍耐的决定。
And it is a decision that requires us to have a willingness to daily pay the price and to patiently put it into practice.
我和我太太结了婚28年。
My wife and I have been married for 28 years.
结婚初头的时候都会有很多的困难和摩擦。
And during the start of our marriage, we had difficulties.
但每一天我们都要学习在当中要去忍耐、宽恕和付出。
But during this time, we continue to learn patience, forgiveness, and willingness to pay the price.
一直去持守和太太之间的盟约。
To continue to abide this covenant of love with my wife.
当我们望回转头的时候。
And now looking back.
我们会发觉如果做一些好像有今天所分享的真理就好了。
If we had the truth that we shared this morning earlier in our marriages.
在我们的夫妇之间就可以减少了很多的风波。
Then we will have much less storms in our marriage.
但感谢主，我们在婚姻当中一直有彼此的宽恕和接纳。
But thanks be to God that in our marriage we continue to have forgiveness and acceptance.
和彼此的建立。
And to continue to edify one another.
我们知道这个是神的恩典。
And we know that this is through God's grace.
但我们今天在你面前作见证。
And today my testimony.
神的话是真实的。
That God's word is true.
祂会赐给我们的家庭超过我们一切所想所求。
And what he has given my family is beyond what I have dreamed or asked for.
在总括来说。
So in summary.
浪漫的爱情不是婚姻中的最高峰。
The romantic love is not the highest point of marriage.
神以基督和教会之间有盟约的爱去塑造婚姻。
God, through Christ and the church, there is a covenant of love that models marriage.
婚姻的设立是为了去证实和去证明这个有基督和教会之间有盟约的爱。
Marriage was established to be a witness of the covenant of love between Christ and the church.
一个丈夫和一个妻子的角色是由神所定给基督和教会的角色所引申出来。
The roles of husband and wife are derived from the roles that God designed for Christ and the church.
如果我们对这些角色有误解或者不重视这个角色的话，
If there is confusion or if we minimize these roles,
就会令到婚姻的真意变得模糊不清。
Then it will obscure the true meaning of marriage.
丈夫是要有爱、忍耐、愿意承担。
And the husband should be willing to seek to be loving, be patient, and to lead.
有心去建立好像基督一样。
And to edify like Christ.
妻子是要有爱和尊重那位有基督角色的丈夫。
And wives should seek to be loving and to respect her husband with the roles of Christ.
二人成为一体的才能够高举和荣耀神。
That the two are to join together as one to exalt and to glorify God.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
我们天上阿爸父。
Dear Heavenly Father,
感谢你赐给我们基督牺牲的爱。
We give thanks that you give us the self-sacrificial love of Christ.
感谢你给我们有拣选。
And we give thanks that you give us the choice.
感谢你给我们能够属于你。
And we give thanks that we can belong to you.
能够归你为圣。
That we can be consecrated to you as holy.
感谢你对我们的一切的大爱。
And we give thanks for your great love towards us.
神啊，但我们怎样去回报你的爱？
But how do we respond to your love?
天父，求你在我们的生命当中帮助我们。
Lord, we ask that you help us in our lives.
让我们时时刻刻的去记得。
So that at all times we remember.
去记得主耶稣基督曾经为我们舍己。
That we remember the Lord Jesus who gave himself for us.
以至于在我们生命上面。
So that in our lives.
无论在任何的关系上面。
No matter in what situation.
我哋都能够将呢个真理去应用喺我哋嘅生命上边。
That we can apply this truth to our lives.
以致将主耶稣基督嘅爱去见证喺人面前。
So that we can be a witness for the love of Christ those around us.
让我哋嘅生命能够荣耀你。
So that our lives can glorify you.
我哋感谢赞美你。
We give thanks and praises to you.
我们祷告系奉主耶稣基督嘅名祈求。
Our prayer petition are in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.